Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Welcome to another rain-filled edition of Snacky Tunes. That was just Dead Stars Waste Away off the High Gain EP. This is Snacky Tunes. I'm one half your host, Darren Bresnitz.
One half your host, Greg Bresnitz. Band will be playing live in studio later. Guys are settling in.
Settling in.
Yeah, didn't realize that was you. My girlfriend likes you guys a lot. I mean my wife.
Your wife?
My wife, that is.
My wife.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. How long have you been married now?
30 years.
Wow.
I mean, 30 months.
30 months.
Yeah, I think we're on.
I don't think you can count it by months after the first year. Like you would never say that my child is like 34 months.
But it makes it feel like you've been married longer.
Yeah, married to you. I bet you she would really appreciate saying like what, married to you for a month feels like a year.
She might say that,
darling. We're going on 160 weeks.
I don't know if you're counting hours.
Yeah.
Well, the voice you're hearing is John, and in the background, adding the best color commentary in the game is Dale.
Bruh, bruh, bruh.
From Pork Slope, Thistle Hill, and Tall Day. Welcome back to Snacky Tunes.
Well, thanks for having us again, guys.
I love this place.
I think it's great because now, the first time you're on, I think it was the first time that we had all met.
You're right.
Yeah.
And now we're friends?
Now we're bros.
Yo.
Yeah.
We bro'd out pretty hard, man.
I like Greg.
Oh. Is it because I come over to your place and make fun of the penguins?
Well, no, because you come over to my place and drink all my beer.
That you're siphoning off from your restaurant.
Yeah. Cat's out of the bag now.
Tell a secret.
So we are very excited to have the guys from Tall Day on. Back to Roberta's. Last time was the scene of the crime of our 31st birthday.
Yeah, I was drunk. That got ugly.
Annoying. The send-off for Kong.
Yes, or that was
like
that was when we celebrated my hip displacement.
Yeah, and Kong got his like Brooklyn Bridge tattoo.
Yeah,
lower back tattoo. It's really nice.
And we saw some very nice artistic dancers at Pumps.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we were not there for Pumps.
Oh, you guys missed it.
Yeah, we missed it.
Did we?
There was a girl there that I wanted to save. I mean, literally, you're like, you shouldn't be doing this.
You wanted
like,
to spend 30 months with her?
Yeah, like, I wanted to spend 30 months with her. She should have. I could have saved her. It could have been beautiful.
What was your game plan? Like tater tots?
I'm rich. I'm rich.
You don't need to do this. Just come to my house and eat grapes on my couch.
And you're hot.
Naked.
Okay. All right. And your wife's cool with that?
Maybe.
Maybe. You could be here for the hour she's at work.
Exactly.
But if you hear feet on the stairs and they sound light, you got to run.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they're here because we are doing our second installment of our barbecue blowout for this season, sixth season, this summer, tomorrow. At Good Company, 10 Hope Street, 7 to 10. And we're super excited because last year we hounded you and you were just too busy.
Yeah. And this time we got our stuff together. And
yeah. So how do you prepare for, you don't typically make barbecue food. So, how are you interpreting?
First off, that's wrong because they were in the barbecue issue for Time Out New York about having some of the best barbecue in the city.
Word.
Correct.
Correct.
At Pork Slope.
I mean, just to let you guys know, Dale didn't even know we were doing this barbecue until about 5 minutes ago. That's his Steve.
Yeah,
I told
Steve.
Him. Yeah. I said, remember? He goes, oh, yeah.
John, what am I doing tomorrow?
Copy email.
Okay.
I was going to say that the way that I look at your food, I don't see it as like your typical just like barbecue. I would say, so how do you...
Except for the ribs that they serve.
Oh. It's worked into an overall menu.
No.
I would have just stayed at home today.
No, the barbecue chicken.
For the barbecue, for the blowout tomorrow, I wanted to be like inspired through like hawker stands, and it was hot when I planned the menu. It was hot and not raining, so I was like, "God, this kind of reminds me of when I was in Thailand last summer." So that's how we built the menu.
Yeah, let's talk about the menu. You have you're offering four different items.
Yep.
What are you serving up?
Like a lemongrass pork shoulder, summer pickle buncha is like the noodles, and then. Yeah. You usually get stressed with it. You'll have pork on top of it or some protein, and then they do pickles and dress it in fish sauce. And then for the veggie option, we're doing like a roasted shiitake mushroom and avocado banh mi and a bunch of like little robata skewers of sweet potatoes, corn, and some other stuff.
I mean, what do you guys love about the summertime and barbecues?
The rooftops.
Drinking while you're cooking.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
like a prerequisite, right? I mean, you got to.
Yeah, I think if you're not standing over the grill with one hand on the spatula, one hand with your poison of choice.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. Now, how do you guys do your ribs at Pork Slope?
We brine them for a day.
Okay.
Rub them and then put a rub on it, and then we put them in. We don't have a real, not a traditional smoker, so we have like these Alto Sham ovens, and then we smoke it with that.
You say Sham ovens?
Yeah, Alto Sham.
Alto Shams. They're awesome. They're like, I want one in my house.
Computerized ovens.
Oh, like those CVAP ovens?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah. This one just maintains temperature, like low temps. It'll be cooking about like 240 for about 5 hours until the bone.
And then just bathe them in liquid smoke, right?
Yep. No.
They fall right off the bone, right into your mouth. It's awesome.
We definitely use, applewood, and we use some wood chips to smoke.
Have you guys been to a barbecue yet this season?
No.
Not yours.
Anybody?
Anybody?
Sure. No. I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah?
I had my own barbecue.
Anything, any highlights?
My good friend Carrie Whittier, who's also
a good photographer. He takes a lot of our band photos. He makes a really great smoked chicken thighs and ribs. He'll smoke some in his backyard for about 3 or 4 hours. And usually everyone gets pissed and leaves by the time it's ready. So there's all kinds of, like, you know, three of us left. And, usually now because everyone has babies, so, you know, they can't stay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think if you see the start time of a barbecue, let's say it's 2 p.m., your show-up time should be no sooner than 2 hours.
After, correct.
Yeah, after the start time.
John Wise went through a barbecue that was from, like, 3 to 9, and I showed up at 7:30, and, like, everyone had been full from, like, all the chips and everything, and there was just tons of burgers.
That's smart.
And I was like, he's like, please eat. No one's hungry anymore.
Yeah, my man RB does the same thing. He gets but he always goes to some place and buys, like, pre-done meat, like all Kalbi and stuff. I like the Asian meats, so mm-hmm. It's like they cook really fast, and he just buys so much, and it's so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with barbecues. It's the grazing.
That's a problem.
No, because I'm always grazing on, like, was up in Bridgehampton yesterday. Shout out to Jordana Rothman. Happy 30th birthday to Nick.
Happy birthday.
They just had, you know, it was just like everyone showing up, and it was just like all this charcuterie and bread and cheese, and I was like, I gotta slow down. And then she pulled out a giant butterfly legged lamb. Mm. And it was the right call because when that came out, I just wrapped myself in a pita and lamb and went to town. Greased out in the pool for like 2 hours.
I get weird sometimes. Like, there'll be some really good stuff at a barbecue. Like, just really, like, man, I just want a hot dog. And I'm just like, I'll take this hot dog and just be ketchup, mustard.
Is it just like
I eat a hot dog because I'm drinking so much?
Yeah. It's like half bun. You're like, oh, I just need the bread. I need some filler.
I think I agree with you with the hot dog because the only time I'll ever eat a hot dog is at a barbecue.
And Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
No, I've never been to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's because you're a loser.
They're like appetizers.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to get you, it's going to be like, you're not going to be crazy, hungry, angry. But you're like,
yeah, but I feel like, hangry, but I feel right? like for yeah. barbecues, like the amount of food that is eaten is like completely disproportional to what you normally eat. You're like, yeah, I can put down like 2 hot dogs, a couple hamburgers, whatever's at the table, and like, oh, steak just got, oh yeah, I'll have, yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, sausage, I can do
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I mean, it's a barbecue. It's like the rules don't apply. Yeah.
I think I ate a week's worth of food yesterday in one day.
And then you sit on a toilet for a day.
Yeah. It's
is that the circle of life? Is that balance?
I think it is.
I mean, when you were, you know, John, when you were back in your punk touring days, I imagine a lot of good barbecues went down.
No. Unfortunately, I still to this day wake up out of a dead sleep going, a number 2 with a Coke. I don't know. It's kind of depressing.
Number 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, they've changed. This was a long time ago.
What about you, Dio? You do barbecue a lot growing up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a backyard. I mean, you know, living in Chicago, there's a backyard. And yeah. We always – and I worked at a grocery store. And this poor grocery store, we used to rob this place blind and – and you get a couple friends in, and they would just, you know, get a couple steaks and pay for a stick of gum, and you'd move them on to Merry Way. And by the time I got out, steaks were marinated, and they fired up the grill about 10, and we'd, you know, pull out a cooler beer, and we'd be out there until like 2 a.m.
That's great. That's,
you don't
want
to
shout
to out, me is like
you don't want to shout out the grocer.
Yeah, Butera, man, hook it up, man. They did us good.
Best rest, free steaks.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. That place they folded.
Oh, I wonder why they folded. Yeah, yeah. We used to run that place blind. Whatever happened to it? It closed.
Oh, my bad.
But did your mom ever cook? I mean, you know,
yeah, she was always. I mean, Filipino food is just stinky in general. So yeah. Like, she anytime she could cook outside and not stink the house up. Yo, that's what
can
she
you
did.
Cook balut outside?
No.
You know, I got faced with the balut in Vietnam this year, and I couldn't do it.
No?
It's
disgusting.
It's an embryonic, chicken in an egg that hasn't fully formed.
It hasn't been hatched yet.
It hasn't been hatched. I couldn't do it. It's weird, and I usually, I'm going to stop.
Like a real just, or just like a, hey, I eat weird food, and like this is like a notch on the belt.
It's in your face.
Like
I've egg. Done it.
It's supposed
it tastes
to be
like an egg.
It's supposed
it
to be
just
really
tastes
good.
Like an egg.
I mean, the other thing, it was...
You got a lot of slurping involved, which is kind of weird.
There'll be some crunch to it sometimes.
It was really hot. We were in this small city on the Mekong, and I just, like, I couldn't... My stomach was already...
Jacked up.
Fancy.
Yeah.
I'm sensing, as we like to call
I'm sensing there's a theme for you today, Darren.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. I mean...
Why don't you, why don't we play another song?
You want to play another song?
Yeah.
In all of the rooms I've lived, I filled the walls with all the pictures. Sometimes I can't find a faces with you in them somewhere. Somewhere in the jawline, somewhere in the bright and open eyes, I find you, I find you when you find me. You and me along in time, find you when you find me. I find you when you find me. You and me along in time. You and me along in time. Me and you. Such a long, long time. We have such a long, long, long time. We have such a long, long time. We are such a long time.
We're watching this couple who just, we're trying to figure out. So if you've never been to Heritage Radio, there's a window where you can look out onto the back patio at Roberta's, and there's a front seat, two top, and every week it's guess the couple and what they're
it's
into.
It's always a couple.
It's always a couple. It's a two top.
They may have been friends.
No way.
No way. That guy looked too bored to be out with his friend.
Yeah, yeah, not psyched at all.
Yeah. So we are here with two-thirds of the guys from Pork Slope, Tall Day, and Thistle Hill. Dave is out with the kids.
Oh, my God. This beer tastes so good.
Yeah, he is.
Doing that kid stuff. Hey, you don't know what kids you might have.
No, I hopefully I'm shooting blanks, but...
Hopefully?
I have a dog. No.
You have a dog.
I love
her. Yeah, but you can't leave your, you know, a baby in a cage for 6 hours.
No, I know.
Says who? As long as you give her, we'll leave her water.
Dr. Spock. That got edited out. So they're doing our barbecue tomorrow. We'll be talking about barbecue. Super excited. Tomorrow night at Good Company from 7 to 10.
Come check us out.
DJ Todd of MC Todd, a.k.a. Roberta's Brandon, a.k.a. King of Bushwick, a.k.a. Multidimensional
Vibes. He's doing some, like, grown man rap shit.
He's DJing as well. And you can actually get tickets at bbqblowoutjune.eventbrite.com.
Can they buy tickets at the door?
They can, but it's $10 in advance and $15 at the door, so, you know,
I bet you... All you cheapskates out there.
I bet you that guy is probably going to make his girlfriend buy a ticket. So you guys got some busy stuff coming up. On top of running three restaurants, the New York City Food and Wine... I'm sorry, New York City Wine and Food Festival, presented by Food and Wine, in conjunction with the Food Network, popping off again.
Yeah. AKA.
I feel like every year the title gets longer.
It does. It does.
Right.
And then they give you a sheet that you got to, like, shout out to mad people for, like, sponsoring, which is totally cool. But then they hand it to me after, like, midway through the event, and I'm, like, half in the bag, and I'm just, like, trying to read off a sheet, like, thank you for the free olive oil and
I always get the order. It's like never like food and wine. Like, no, it's wine and food. It's like, no, okay, I got it. Thank you. Like, no, wrong.
Is there food and wine also?
Yes.
Is that why?
Food and Wine magazine.
But that's confusing.
It's, yeah.
No, seriously, it's the Wine and Food Festival presented by Food and Wine.
Yep.
No one's going to get that right.
I have dyslexia, so.
But everybody knows what you're talking about.
Everyone is talking about. But so you are coming back this year.
Someone in the room is going to care.
Yeah, oh, someone in the room is going to be pissed. Does.
Like they're never coming back here again.
But we were lucky enough to be part of your Dim Sum Festival at Budokan.
You guys killed it.
Which was awesome. Such a good time.
Yeah. And it was like the after
yeah,
party.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
I was trying to make some Ferrari dumplings and some smiley face shumai.
Ferrari dumplings? I walked in there hungover and left there drunk.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like Budokan's like this really cool, hip place, but it's not really a brunch spot. So for me, it's like the after party.
Oh, I got it.
Where no one's really eating.
I think I remember playing...
Not
hungry?
Yeah, not hungry.
Lies.
I can get my two songs in.
Or, no, I played Million Voices by I Don't Knows, and I think I saw you just do some couple finger pointings in the air.
Oh, dude, I get down, man. There's going to be some choreography this year, hopefully.
So what's happening? Be bigger, right?
Yeah.
A lot bigger this year.
Last year it was 5 chefs, and this year it's like 15, and we got... I mean, the lineup right now as it stands is pretty cool. We got Michael Toscano from Perla.
Oh, I love Michael.
We got the Mile, Noah and Ray from Mile End.
Shout out.
Us, the guys from, the Budokan crew, Daniel Skernick, Brian Ray, Yang. We just got, Michael, Matt Lambert from, he just opened up the Musket Room. He's going to be doing it with us, the Whitehall guys. We got a nice crowd. We got guys from the 50 Eggs guys from Kong River House in Miami.
He's
coming out. Chef B. Chef B from Kong River down there is going to be doing some stuff.
And those guys are fun.
Yeah, we just did a guest chef dinner with him in Miami, and he is. I mean, if you guys ever go to Miami and have a chance to eat at Kong River, man, it's dope.
It's the real deal.
So when you're putting together something like that, like, are you also going to oversee like who gets to cook what? So it's not like 15 guys making dumplings, or like how, like what type of control do you have?
I don't really micromanage that. I just say this, hey guys, dim sum means a little bite from the heart. That's the inspiration. Whatever that means to you, if you guys want to do Chinese food, do Chinese food. You want to do Asian food, do it. But like, I don't care if you don't do it, because to me, whatever, however you interpret what the actual word means, dim sum, a little bite from the heart, then that's what it means to you.
Do you know what you're going to make, or are you going to keep it a secret?
I want to keep it on wrap for a little bit. Okay. Let's see what, maybe.
What type of wrap?
Might get some Ferrari, might get some Ferrari shumai out. And
Ferrari shumai. What's in a Ferrari shumai? Like a 19-year-old piece of meat?
Smiles and happy times and
midlife crisis.
A little bit of fist pumping and
a little bit of fire in there.
My hair feels so good.
Yeah.
Touch my hair.
It's
so soft.
And it's going to be the whole, because last time it was just downstairs. Now it's going to be the whole restaurant, right?
Yeah, now it's the whole restaurant. So it's a bigger venue, definitely, for sure.
Dude, that's so awesome.
That's awesome. So you got to scale up.
Shout out to Steven Starr, man. They really are giving us liberty to kind of like make it bigger and better.
B-Ray is going to be there, right?
Yeah. B-Ray is going to be there.
Love B-Ray.
Yeah, he's going to bang
it. How do you get tickets for this?
You get on the website? Yeah.
Actually, I have the information right here. I know that tickets for it start Monday, June 24th. So you have a little bit of time. And you can go to www.nycwff.org. And I can give you
letters.
I'm in here, and we'll give you the phone number as well. 866-969-2933. But let's be honest. Like, when's the last time you called for a ticket?
I don't even know how that works.
Oh, hi, Ticketmaster. Yeah, I'll hold. No problem. Oh, I didn't get through. That's a bummer. Oh, it's a busy signal. Remember that? Like, back in the day, like in the 80s and 90s, when we grew up in Philadelphia, there was a place called Suburban Square, and there was a secret Ticketmaster window in like the back of some department store.
Back of a Macy's on the third floor.
Yeah, and that's where we would go to get like our Beck tickets. We get there like we're like, Dad, can you drive us to the Macy's in Suburban Square at like 9, and we get tickets. Now they sell out in like 30
seconds.
In the
back, like the home furnishings.
Yeah.
Next to some pillows. Behind hosiery. Bed sets, yeah.
So what do you guys got coming up across the board for the restaurants this summer? How are you guys celebrating summer?
We're taking the summer off. I planned to get a lot of good sleeping in.
Okay, but let's talk about what's actually going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think, at Pork Slope, we've got some cool things at Pork Slope lined up. We're trying to throw some nights over there.
You got to come by and check out the new brunch. There's some brunch items now that are banging.
Yeah, Taldi and Thistle, especially Thistle.
You gotta come see.
Yeah, we're killing it.
Oh, no, we got a new hash at Thistle Hill.
Yeah,
we're doing it. Is awesome. Yeah, I could eat two.
It's a Reuben hash. Yeah. It's pastrami, hash. Swiss, kraut.
So, I mean, it's that you guys just like get as high as possible and then just do recipe testing?
I wish. More like I'm starving. That's when food.
That's when it the creativity happens. That's when you say you get stoned and you say something stupid, and then you're like, no, that actually might work. And then you then I go in and tell my chefs, hey, let's do a pastrami hash and put sauerkraut and Russian dressing on it. And
I wish there was
bread.
some pork meat inside this pretzel.
Tell the avocado, the new avocado.
Oh, yeah, we have like a crispy avocado bao bun with pickles and spicy mayo. It's pretty good.
And I'm not joking. If you like bao buns, this is really good.
It's a jammy jam. But like at Pork Sup, I think we're doing, you know, we're starting to do whiskey. We're going to start doing whiskey flights.
Yeah.
Tastings of whiskey.
We just have so much whiskey over at Pork Sup right now, and people keep kind of coming in and going, what's that? What's this? What's that? I was like, why don't we just start doing flights? Like, you know, give a little 1 ounce shot. And you can taste three at a time.
That's awesome. How many people are now on the 100 whiskey?
We have 8 people are on the whiskey club. 1 person's on the 200 whiskey club. Not we just redid it. So for 100 whiskeys, you get on a trophy. For 200 whiskeys, you get your name on a plaque nailed into the bar. For 300 whiskeys, you get a set of a pint glass, a rocks glass, and a highball glass. All right, yeah. A cocktail glass with your name engraved on it, and those are the glasses we use for whenever you come in. And for 400, you get your own backed stool at the bar with your name on it.
That people have to get, like, if there are no seats, somebody's got to get up.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I'll buy you a drink, but you got to get up because this is his seat.
This is actually his seat.
So someone's on to 200, like,
oh yeah,
over 200.
He's by 250. He's working for his glasses.
Yeah, I think if I lived in the area though, it's just too far away from. I can't. It's
not as hard as you think. I mean, there's some people.
It's not that hard. That's not.
No, it's not. Trust me.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
I mean, you could. Let's just say you're putting down 5 per visit.
Mm-hmm. Or there was a guy that used to get off work. He'd get off the train. He'd walk by in his suit and he'd get 1 shot and then walk home. And then, you know, maybe on weekends you'd see him out of his suit and he'd do 3 or 4 then. And he pounded it out in like a month.
Good for him. You know, it's important to have goals when you get older. Have a hobby. Hold on,
you don't understand. I'm working up to a chair.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got a back on it.
Yeah,
I never have to wait.
Hey, these 3 dudes who don't really know my name and have to read it every time, like, I'm impressing them.
Yeah. No, I mean, our first girl made the trophy. She made the front of the trophy, and I was like, "That's awesome! Like, you are."
So it take her 30 months?
No, I mean, how long we've been?
10 months.
Took her 10 months.
Been open for
how
10
many?
Months.
Did someone marry her yet?
I think her and her husband got it at the same time.
Yeah. It's important for couples to do things
that never
together.
Happens.
Yeah, instead of fighting.
That never happens.
Quality time.
Yeah.
Quality time.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if those two had like a shot club to do together, they wouldn't be so angry.
Yeah, they should get a puppy. It'd be healthier.
Did you feed the puppy? Well, boys, I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
You guys going to hang out, listen to the band?
Yeah, we're going to hang out for a minute.
Cool. And so tomorrow, if you want to meet, will Dave be there?
Yeah.
Okay, so all 3 of them.
Is he bringing the kids?
Don't think so.
Dale and John. If you want to see what happens when we all get together for a food event,
we are really funny.
Tomorrow, good company, $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
I just finally got the bar name.
The what? Good company? and it's BBQ Blowout June, all one word, .eventbrite.com. And the menu's going to be awesome.
I'm going to Instagram that shit right now.
Yeah, Instagram it.
It's true, I could have done better, but I won't be bullied to fully take the blame. You came into my body like a spirit, so I have determined your proper name. Forgive my cancerous emotion. here I offer these devotion to appease. Now please, God, take a fear filter out of me, so I can drown out this supernatural scream. Bottle never, set me free. I'll sing you even now, bottle never. Stop inflicting violence on me.
Oh, that album's so good. Yeah, I played it in the office today, and people were like, oh, what is this? Oh, which yeah. They never ask about.
Really?
Yeah. Desars, welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Thanks hey, guys. Hey, what's up?
Not much. How you guys surviving? How's the first half of the show go for you guys?
It was good. It was good. We didn't have to do anything, so that's always easy. You know, just listen.
Come in, hang out. We'll throw you a little some questions about barbecue.
Right on.
So you guys want to go around the room, do a little intro?
Sure. I'm Jeff. I play guitar.
I'm John. I play bass.
I'm Jay, and I play the drums.
And where are you guys all from?
Jay and I originally are from Jacksonville, Florida, but we've lived here, I don't know, 10-plus years, and John's from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and all over, really.
I got an ex-girlfriend from Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah?
Me too.
You want to play that game?
Yeah, I think we all do.
Okay, we can play it afterwards.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend should never be in the current form from Jacksonville.
Right, exactly.
How'd you guys meet?
Well, he and I are cousins, so we met basically at birth.
Our parents introduced us when we were babies.
Yeah. And you're like, I like your style, kid.
Yeah, I was like, man, you're really cool for, like, a zero-year-old.
Who picked up instruments first?
I don't know. I think we kind of did at the same time. Yeah, really? I don't know. Maybe I think I started playing guitar when I was, like, 8 or 9 and then stopped for a few years.
Yeah, he got a guitar first, but I remember when I was 5 getting one of those toy drum sets that looked like a real drum set. Right. But it was, you know, just like an aluminum. And I'd always bang my mom. Well, that sounds bad. I would always bang my mom. My mom was an artist, and she had a lot of canvases. And I'd always take her paintbrushes and perform drum type banging. That makes sense either. On the canvases, not my mom.
Okay, yeah. And John.
No more questions.
Yeah. Let's move on to John here. John. Yeah, we met John kind of through a mutual friend. And when Jay and I were putting the band together, you know, we were looking for a bass player. But we were mainly looking for someone that we could hang out with that was cool. And we met John, and we're like, all right, this guy's awesome. So
what's that situation like? Like, did you guys just get drinks together first, or did you jam first?
I think we drank first.
Yeah, I was tending bar at a restaurant that no longer exists. It was called Santa Fe, then became Elote.
Right on Union.
Yeah.
That place.
Yep, which was right down the street from Jeff's apartment at the time. And Jay and I knew each other, and he was like, hey, you want to join our band? I'm like, yeah. So bring Jeff in. And then Jeff and Jay came into the bar while I was working. Unbeknownst to me, they were actually really nervous, as nervous to meet me as I was to meet them.
Even though I'd met him before.
Yeah. Isn't it always funny when dudes get nervous meeting each other?
Yeah.
I think girls don't understand, because I think there's a lot of pressure for dudes to get new friends or to start projects with
other
dudes.
Yeah, it's hard to make new friends.
But I wanted them to know I was like a rockin' dude. You know?
Yeah,
I was rockin' things.
Serving, like, margaritas and, like, $3 tacos.
Exactly. Yep.
Did you do, like, an air shred for them when they walked in?
No, I had to play fucking cool. Can I say that? Sorry.
Lots of free drinks helped.
Oh, yeah. Free drinks. Like, I got this. And then after they left, like, thanks, I'm so sorry. Here, I'll cover their tab.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're probably just like, oh, yeah, that, like, dude, all those free drinks. Yeah, that guy's cool.
They might be my new band. Yeah, yeah.
Really, we're looking for is another guy who's a bartender. So Jeff didn't have to hook us up. Hook me up all the time. And we needed to get hooked up.
And when was this? When did you guys form?
Like 2009, somewhere around there. Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear a song, and then we'll get into the new EP and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play this song that we actually heard at the top of the show, acoustic version, of course, but a song called Waste Away.
Awesome. All right, here we go, live on Snacky Tunes. I love an acoustic bass. Usually people just forego the bass when they come and play on the show because I don't think that many people play.
I don't think many people own an acoustic
bass. That's, I think, is more the case. Yeah, I guess. It's rare to see an owner.
Yeah.
I inherited this from a friend of ours.
In the 90s, I think.
Oh, yeah.
In the 90s.
Right. They stopped making them in 99.
Yeah, I think so.
That's it.
Yeah.
No one's making new acoustic basses. We do... I've worked with Martin Guitars and they have like a line of acoustic basses and I had never actually...
They're all vintage.
No, they make some new ones, but I'd seen some...
We're trying to riff here.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, I mean, they've got Kurt Cobain, like, face
Kurt
plated on
the... Oh, my God.
Well, no.
Kurt Cobain.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's, like, just a time date it.
Yeah.
Semisonic.
Yeah, friend of ours. Lines. Actually, the guy that has the barbecues that take a long time, his brother gave us that.
Really?
But he's from the 90s.
I feel like barbecues inherently take a long time to get going.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind that. I like hanging around drinking. Yeah. I like them to laugh. Like, I don't want to get to a barbecue and immediately eat.
Yeah, because But how did he end up giving you the bass?
I think he just gave it to him.
Yeah, I mean,
he said, here's an acoustic bass.
His brother gave it to him, and he didn't use it, and he was like, hey, do you want an acoustic bass?
And we're like, yeah,
real
sure.
Nice guy.
Well, we've had just a couple stories of people getting gifted their instruments on the show, and it's usually a little bit not as basic as that story, but it's just like it's like here's this thing that's taking up way too much space that I can't even like break out and play at a party. So
no, I think the craziest one was Moon Hooch. You get those two insane
this guy's got
saxophones
like,
that they built their entire sound around.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you guys formed together in 2009, and then when did you know that you guys were all cool enough to be in a band together? Like, when did it all gel?
I don't know. From day one. No, I don't know. Yeah. No,
that's true.
I mean,
we vibe right away.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he and I have known each other forever, so it was just bringing one more person into the fold, and we all got along, so, and musically, it just kind of worked. Like, we're all definitely on the same page as far as, like, influences and stuff like that, so it was really easy.
Knew what we were trying to sound like going into it, so that was made it easier to kind of work together instead of, you know, I want to play like this, no, I want to play like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
the same similar ideas.
What, who are your influences? What do you guys want to be like? Or sound
I mean,
like?
It's not that we wanted to be like anything, it's just kind of that's what we ended up sounding like when we all got together. But I mean, you know, we get compared a lot to like Dinosaur Jr., Pavement-y, like definitely a lot of early 90s stuff, like
hence the bass.
Yeah, exactly.
Hence the bass.
So
that'd be a good band name.
Hence the bass.
Yeah. What type of music would that be?
early 90s.
I don't know. I think it'd be like dubstep, like
it'd be like Humpty Hump or whatever. Like
hence the bass volume one,
right?
It has more like a Mumford and Sons kind of
I don't know if it'd be, a band name, more like an album.
Dead Can Dance. Yeah.
And so you guys have the new EP that's coming out, right?
Or it's out.
It came out Tuesday.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
How does it feel 6 days in? Is it a boy or is it a girl?
It's definitely a hermaphrodite.
It has all 10 fingers and toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love it just.
Yeah,
just
we love it just for existing. No, it's good. It came out on this local label here called Uninhabitable Mansions.
Yeah, tell us about the label.
Oh, it's a great label. I mean, it's small. They got good distribution. It's run by our friends in this band called Radical Dads. And they're
That's a good 90s name, too.
Yeah, they're an amazing band, too, and super great people. And they put it out, and we're really psyched about that. And it's been going good. A lot of good reception so far. So
and shout out to Dana Gurley, actually, for hooking
yeah,
us up.
Yeah, definitely.
And how was the EP release show?
It was good. It rained so hard that night because it was on Friday.
Oh.
But it was actually a packed show. A lot of people came out, which was surprising. I thought, like,
well, once you get them there, they're not leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they. No matter how bad we play, they couldn't leave.
It's not like a barbecue.
Yeah.
Exactly. Apparently, if you want to, schedule your barbecue, make sure you do it on a day we're not playing because that's guaranteed to be sunny. But if we're playing a show, it's going to rain.
Oh my god!
Exactly. Oh my god!
We had the same. We actually had a 4-year curse of these barbecues that we do. We're in our 6th year. That like it would be like. Beautiful, and then the one day, like there was last year, there was those two hailstorms, perfectly a month apart, both fell on our barbecues.
I guarantee you, we were playing shows on
and
all
we
those
had
days,
and we had
4 years.
We had to the point where we moved. It was 5 years on Wednesdays. So this year, we're like we're moving it to Tuesdays because we just need to know.
That being said, we moved it to Tuesdays. It's supposed to rain tomorrow night and be sunny on Wednesday.
Well, I'm
kidding you.
I feel you though because, like I said, we played Friday it rained, and then Saturday and Sunday it didn't rain, and then here it is Monday and we're doing something again and it's raining.
We need to just coordinate our schedules because
and then sell those magical powers.
Yeah. Right, well, exactly. It's like we just need to go to like hit the Midwest where there's droughts and just be like, we will come and throw a barbecue and they'll play a show and it'll all be good. All right, let's hear another song.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on. Wait. It just started raining.
Did it really?
What are you going to play for us?
I don't know. What do you guys want to play next?
Staring at the Sun.
All right, we'll do that. It's another song. Off the EP.
All right, here we go. Dead Stars Live on Heritage Radio Network.
Thank you.
So when you just like, do your families be like, "How's your guys' band?" Or do they have like, do they demean it for a while ever? Like,
no. Well, see, it's funny because sometimes you'll tell them something about the band, and then they're like, "Oh, that's cool," and you can tell they don't really get it or care.
Right.
But then, like, we just had a tune in USA Today the other day, and you tell them something like that, and then they think you're famous.
They think you're opening Madison Square Garden next week.
That's like
which paper? Save the article.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's not in print. Yeah.
That's like the New Yorker, New York Times thing for, like litmus test for people. It's like your parents, like, don't really get what you do here until you're like, oh, it's like, oh, it was mentioned in the New Yorker at the time. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So your little pizza thing's working, huh?
Yeah.
have
you guys played any family reunions?
No.
We played a few weddings, to our chagrin, I guess.
We did.
What's life on the road like with you guys? Do you guys van?
Yeah,
bus?
We have a van. It's a really old van. Probably everyone's seen it before. It's completely tagged to shit, and it's like,
oh really?
It's an urban installation art piece. It really is. Yeah, it needs to go to the Smithsonian when we're done with it.
What's the food situation on the road with you guys?
I don't know. Like,
not good.
you either go to get some fast food, or there's been times where we'll get like a styrofoam cooler, and you put a bunch of ice in it, and you go to the grocery store and you buy some turkey, you buy some cheese, bread, and then you make sandwiches. But then usually by the end of the day, it's just like sludgy ice, turkeys everywhere, and then
you gotta get those
really
freezer
work.
Packs.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, it's like it's Roy Rogers if we don't make a lot of money at a certain venue, and it's Applebee's if we, you know, pack the house.
We
love going to Applebee's and like ordering shots at the like little weird tables.
If you've left New York,
there.
There's not a lot of few choices in between the major cities, unfortunately.
What's your meal of choice at the old Applebee's?
I used to like their artichoke dip.
Oh, the thing, I remember last time I had it, it tasted like a pile of salt.
I like the sweet and salty dipping sauces.
Oh, yeah, those are really good.
They have big, giant beers. I remember that. That was probably the best.
And all that fake attribute. Memorabilia on the walls of, like, photographs of, like, the local towns and...
Right.
Shenanigans?
Oh, Shenanigans.
Bendigan's is way better than Applebee's, though, but there's not too many of them left.
No. And that's got to be, like, a really good
night. I think
there's
one in Jersey, like, right over the George Washington Bridge.
Fancy. Yeah, super I think friendly. Jersey is one of every yeah. ever, like, a Sizzler
yeah.
and
yeah.
whichever's left, Roy Rogers and... or whatnot.
Medieval times.
It's a museum of every restaurant that ever existed.
So now that the EP's out, what are the summer plans?
Well, we've got a bunch of shows coming up. We're playing Northside Festival this coming weekend.
Hopefully it's not outside.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Rippers?
Yeah, we're playing Rippers August 10th. They rebuilt it.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, so we're
stronger than the storm.
That's going to be cool. And then we have a show July 31st at Glasslands, but... basically, in between all that, we're going to start working on songs for a full length.
Rad.
And try to record that sometime in October.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, so.
Sounds like that and a couple busy. Barbecues and.
Yeah, yeah. Play yeah. some shows, barbecues, work on new tunes.
Summer. Summer. Yeah. Well, we want to make sure we have time to have one more song, but we want to give people the nuts and bolts where they can find you guys, buy the EP, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can get the EP. It's called High Gain. You can get it on iTunes. You can also get it through our Bandcamp page, which is deadstars.bandcamp.com.
I love Bandcamp.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's right? like it does exactly what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel like I shouldn't have to say that, but it's like, it's just perfect for what
yeah,
it is.
And it's a bunch of different formats, which yeah. is cool. But yeah, also, you can go to our Facebook page, check us out, like it, do all that crap. But Facebook.com/DeadStarsMusic, or you can just search it.
Right. Instagram, Twitter, any of that
we
stuff?
Should, yeah, we got Instagram. It's all Dead Stars Music. Instagram, Dead Stars Music, Twitter.
We should get Radical Dads on the show.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
That would be rad.
Sure. I think we can help you out
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, and talk about the label and have them play.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We are out next week. We'll be heading back from Bonnaroo.
Yes.
I'm trying to make that catch on, but I don't think it's
going to happen. I don't think it's going to catch on.
The Bonds? Nope. So we'll be back in a couple weeks. Please make sure to come by the barbecue tomorrow night.
Yeah, bbqblowoutjune.eventbrite.com for $10 tickets.
You get to meet us. One of us will be working the door. So.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah
thanks
for,
a lot, guys.
This is a great guy. And
thank you. Snacky Tunes.
And as always, thank you to Dana and Girly Action
yeah,
for being
definitely.
So. Shout out to Heritage. Right. Shout out to Roberta's. Shout out to Rippers, actually.
Shout out. Yeah, Rippers. Yeah. Good job. Rippers.
Well done.
I don't know if it's done.
All right. What are you going to take us out with?
We're going to play a song called No Sympathy.
Okay, great. Live on Snacky Tunes. Dead Stars.
When you stay at home with your favorite bone, you can hear the whispering. There's no place to hide when you can't decide, but you feel no sympathy. There's no sympathy. You're so sick of me. Yeah.
This show is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.